Another big issue which we're going to have to grasp with, I think, in the future is issues of industry competition. Because there's been mergers, takeovers by some of these banks, the actual number of players in the UK market is actually falling. Does it mean in the future that we have to regulate really quite strongly the charging mechanisms which are actually made by these by the remaining banks? Because essentially they're operating under conditions of monopoly. I haven't really grasped that one yet. Finally, what about government responses to these things? Well, the first thing was, I guess, a form of crisis management. There were very strong support for bank liquidity and the capital basis of the banks which were actually running into trouble. So, for example, there were various purchases of bank assets, underperforming assets such as some of these mortgages. Okay. Second thing which we've experienced, is nationalisation of some of the banks, and we've had support of takeovers or mergers between other banks. There's been a couple of very important reports come out recently, which refer to the possible long-term structure of the financial industry. The first one was published by what's called the Financial Services Authority, which is one of the regulatory bodies in the UK, which essentially is looking to the future, putting suggestions about what the structure of regulation should actually be in the future. Well worth reading the report, some good analysis in it. About a month or so ago, the Treasury also produced a report on its responses about these things as well. But a lot of these things about in terms of regulation are still undecided. Part of the problem is, of course, we can't decide these things in isolation from other countries. We're talking about very highly mobile capital and labour in financial institutions. So the UK acting by itself is probably, well, certainly is not sufficient. So there are lots of things going on at the moment about trying to coordinate activities across the international community on these sorts of things. There also appears, as far as we can gather, a difference of opinion about what the appropriate approach should be between the government and the Bank of England. Can we actually sort of break up some of these very large institutions to make them rather more accountable? And very finally, this week, Barclays has already announced this week a return to profitability, particularly from its capital activities. But some of the worsted institutions in these things are still running very, very large losses indeed. And as taxpayers, essentially, we're paying the cost of these things. You might have seen that the budget deficit, which the government is running, very largely because of these activities, is absolutely astronomical. And it's going to be many, many years before we start to get around these things. So, very finally, what's been going on in these things are not just an issue of high finance or whatever, it's not just something which affects relatively few people. It's going to affect everyone for many, many years to come, primarily, even once we've got out of the current recession, because of the government deficits or budget deficits, which has emerged as a result of all of these things. And that's probably more than enough for your first lecture of the day. Thank you very much.